Em. I believe that's our ring.
I dog Islam, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, after Lum declared that he would have nothing to do with a stranger in town, B.J. Webster, he received a phone call from Mr. Webster's secretary asking him to rush over to the boarding house, and Lum lost no time in complying with the request. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down Store and Library talking to Grandpappy Spears.
Doggy's grandpap, I'm proud you come over this morning, because I got something to tell you.
Before you get started, Abner, there's a couple of questions I want to ask you.
Well, this can't wait, though, grandpap. I'm just dying to tell somebody. It's about that new fella in town, you know, that B.J. Webster.
Well, wait a minute. That's who I want to ask some questions about. Do you know him, Abner?
Well, no, I don't, but Lum does. Or leastways, he met up with him yesterday.
Well, what's so funny about that?
Oh, doggy, just wait till I tell you. Yesterday we was sitting around the store, and this feller, B.J.'s chauffeur, called up.
His chauffeur?
Yeah, I guess his chauffeur sort of a stenographer, too, for I know that Mr. Webster dictates letters to him, and then he writes them down.
Right while he's chauffeuring a car? That's dangerous. He ought to keep his eye on the road.
Oh, no, he don't do it while he's driving. He does it while they're sitting over at the boarding house.
Oh, well, what did he call up here for yesterday?
Well, he said that Mr. Webster wanted to see Lum, and he wanted him to come over as quick as he could. Well, you ought to have seen that Lum. Got all puffed up and excited, taken out of here like a scared rabbit.
What did he want to see Lum for?
Well, Lum thought it was going to be some bigness, a big business conference, you know.
Well, weren't it?
No, he just wanted Lum to give him a shave.
Give Mr. Webster a shave? Wanted Lum to do that?
Yeah, that's what he wanted.
For pity's sake. Well, Lum ain't no barber.
I know
it. He tried it for a while, but he never made no go of it.
No.
Oh, he never could shave nobody. I'd be scared to death let him shave me.
Oh, me too.
Or get up and have to take a glass of water, see if his mouth leaked.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't chance it at all. But see, how come them to call him up? They seen that old barber chair Lum sitting in the store here, and they just allowed that Lum was in the barbering business, you know.
For their long me sakes.
I wished I could have seen that Lum's face when he got over there and saw what Mr. Webster actually wanted with him.
Oh, I would, too. Well, wait a minute, though. How come they never called Mose Moots?
Well, they did call down there, and Mose wouldn't do it. Mose said if anybody wants him to shave them, they got to come down there to his barber shop. He ain't going traipsing all over the country with a razor and a batch of hot towels in his hand.
Well, I don't blame him, none. I wouldn't either.
No.
It'd be hard to keep the towels warm.
Yeah. Poor old Lum. I bound you, he was humiliated. It's one thing you ever seen in your life. I reckon I oughtn't to be laughing about it, but I just can't help it. I can just see his face.
Yeah, Buddy oughtn't to guffaw about a thing like that, I reckon.
Oh, he was so proud of himself.
It is sort of comical, though.
Yeah. No one Lum like I do.
Oh, Lum must have been fit to be tied.
Sure.
What did he say about it, anyway?
Well, I don't know. I ain't seen him since it happened. See, he never come back yesterday, and he ain't showed up yet this morning. He's late.
Came to show his face, I reckon.
Yeah, more likely.
Well, how did you find out about this?
Well, I heard it from Mose Moots. See, when Mose told him that he wouldn't do it, well, they asked him if Lum was in the barbering business, because they seen that chair in here, and old Mose said yes.
Well, Mose knows better than that, though.
Well, yeah, I think he's always wanting to get even with Lum for trying to run him competitions that time he was going to open up a barber shop.
Yeah, he was mad about that, I recall. And on top of that, he always loves to prank folks, too.
Oh, yeah.
He's a josh if ever I seen one, old Mose.
Yeah, always roasting somebody.
You know it.
Poor old Lum. Now, he thought, sure, he was going over there and get in on a big business conference of some kind.
Well, see, that's what I want to ask you about. Exactly what kind of business is that Mr. Webster in, anyway?
No, I don't know, Grandpa.
Is he a real estate man?
Well, nobody seems to know just what he is.
Well, see, he drove out by my place the other day. Looked like he's sort of looking the land over, near as I could tell.
Looking it over?
Yeah, I believe I seen Finus with him, your papa.
Yeah, well, papa directed him around here for a day or so. Got paid good for it, too.
Well, what was he directing him out to my place for?
Well, Papa never did find out what he's going to any of these places for. He just had him drive him around over the country here and look at different farms.
Uh-huh. Well, it sure was curious to come out there again yesterday. Asked Charity if we had a spring on our place, and then he wanted to drink some of the water. Finally, he asked if he could take a little bottle of it away with him.
Take some water with him?
Yes, sir. He done it. Carried it right off.
He must have been thirsty, I'll say that for him.
Well, if he's thirsty, that little old bottle full ain't going to do him much good.
No, I wouldn't think so. Well, didn't he tell Aunt Charity what he's aiming to do? Wait a minute. There comes Lum.
Lum?
Yeah, see him, y'all. Grandpap, maybe you better not mention nothing to him about that shaving deal, because I don't believe he'll be very happy if he knows anybody knows about it.
Well, I won't say nothing, no, of course.
And for goodness sakes, don't let him know that I ever told you anything about it, Lum.
No, I won't josh him, no. I won't tell him a pigeon-toed thing.
Yeah, just act like we're talking about something else. Yeah, it's nice weather we've been having.
Well, good morning, gentlemen.
Oh, well, morning, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Lum. How are you today?
Oh, just tolerably, Grandpap.
Where you been this morning, Lum? You're sort of late getting down here.
Oh, different places. Business matters to tend to and all such as that.
Whereabouts did you go yesterday? I ain't seen you since you left out of here to go to that big conference with Mr. Webster. B.J.
Oh, well, that conference taken longer than I figured it would. You know how them things are.
What was the conference about, Lum?
Oh, different stuff. Business.
What business?
Oh, well, you wouldn't understand it no ways, Abner.
Well, I might. Try me out and see.
No, this stuff is so deep, I can't hardly even understand it myself, hardly.
Well, just give me a little hint, Lum.
Abner, I'd rather not discuss it. Fact is, I sort of promised B.J., or that is, I promised myself I wouldn't tell this to nobody.
Secret stuff, huh?
Oh, yeah. You going back for another conference with him today, Lum? Well, no, I don't believe so, Grandpap. Tell you the truth, I ain't sure that I see eye to eye with B.J. on, well, different subjects.
Like what, for instance?
Oh, different stuff. I know one thing. I know I ain't going in partnerships with him.
You ain't, huh? Did he ask you to go in with him?
Well, he never come right out flat-footed and asked me. He never said it in so many words.
Well, what makes you think he wants you for a partner, then?
Oh, you can always tell them things.
Well, exactly what did he say, Lum?
Oh, I forget now.
Well, think hard.
Abner, I told you I'd rather not discuss this no more.
Well, Lum, we're your friends. We won't tell it all over town. Will we, Grandpa?
No, of course we won't. Won't tell us all.
Well, what did Mr. Webster say to you, Lum?
Abner, I said I ain't discussing that, so just hush up about it.
Oh, paddle.
We ain't got time to sit around and talk no ways, because we got work to do.
Now, there ain't nothing special that's got to be did right now, Lum.
Oh, yes, there is. We're going to move that barber chair of mine back in the feed room.
Move the barber chair? What do you want to do that for?
Well, because I don't want people thinking this is... I've decided it don't look good having a barber chair sitting in a grocery store.
The other day you said you wanted it right where it was at. Said you enjoyed sitting in it because it was so comfort.
Well, I've changed my mind. Fact is, I don't care if I never see that thing again.
Well, are you mad at that barber chair for some reason, Lum?
Mad at it?
Yeah.
Why would I be mad at a barber chair?
Oh.
Silly.
I don't know. I just sort of wondered.
Say, wait a minute. What are you grinning about anyways, Abner?
I ain't grinning.
You look mighty nice, like a jack-o'-lantern.
Well, I weren't grinning at nothing. I just looked at it across your face,
ears tucked in.
I'm just a happy type, I reckon. Love life, love everything, the birds and the trees and the...
By the way, Lum, speaking of barber chairs, are you doing any barber work these days?
No, sir, you bet your life I ain't. I give that up a long time ago. Wait a minute. What'd you ask me that for, Grandpap?
Oh, no reason at all, just sort of wondered.
Lum, I wish you'd tell us what happened at that big business conference that you and Mr. Webster had yesterday. Did he want you to do some special thing for him?
Well, yeah, he wanted me to handle a certain big deal for him, but I turned him down cold.
Turned him down, huh?
Yes, sir. I studied his proposition, pros and cons, looked at it insiders and on top and every other which way, and I just decided I never wanted to handle it, was all. Told him he better look around for somebody else.
What's the matter? Weren't it a big enough deal for you?
Oh, it was a pretty big deal, all right. That's why he called in a big man like me.
Oh, I see.
He wanted to get the best man he could, natural.
Oh, natural, yes.
He needed a big executive types like me. Feller with all kinds of business talents like I got.
Why,
lots
sure.
Of brains and stuff.
Oh, sure.
Man with farsightedness and visions and a deep thinker. Leader of men.
Oh, yeah.
executive that can step in. Wait a minute. What's all this grinning and snickering here?
We ain't snickering, Lum. Now, go on now. What was you saying?
Just a second. Exactly what do you fellas know?
Huh?
How much do you know? Come on now, tell me.
How much do we know about what, Lum?
Well, about that business conference, for instance.
Well, you ain't told us hardly nothing about it, Lum. You can't expect us to know very much.
I never even knowed you went to a conference till just a little bit ago myself.
See there, Lum.
Abner, look me straight in the eye.
I believe I better get back to work.
Abner, look at me. Hold still there. Just what I thought. All right, Granny, just for that, you can start heating some water.
Heating some water?
Yes, sir. I'm going to get in that barber chair, and you're going to shave me right in front of everybody in this town.
I ain't no barber.
Well, you are now. And, Grandpap, you're going to give me a manicure. All right, Granny, I'll learn you fellas how to go.